This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Thank you, Ray. Okay, folks, let's go to line one and talk to Miss Kelly Hendricks. Good morning, Miss Hendricks. How are you this morning, ma'am?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing fine. Thank you. I appreciate your time this
morning. Good
morning. Just to let our listeners know, now you live in the state of California, correct?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. And how are things going out there with y'all's wildlife? I mean, I know that you like to have a safe haven or a safe harbor, different animals. How's that going? I mean, are you having good luck with it?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I mean, conservationally speaking, predators are always under the gun. And so, you know, as part of I'm the Ranching with Wildlife Coordinator for Project Coyote Ice. Part of what we do is trying to work on state and national levels with wildlife agencies and the public to educate and to help people understand the importance of coyotes mm-hmm. and other predators on the landscape.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you tell people? Here in Alabama, you know, we've got a big time problem with predators, and I say that, you know, you got our deer, our fawns, our turkeys, quail, even household pets, dogs and cats, you know, they're being preyed upon by these coyotes. And people here in Alabama do not think the same, I guess, as, and I'm sure you're not the only person in California that feels has a soft spot for these coyotes, but we don't, and for various reasons.
Are you speaking for the entire state?
No, I'm thinking...
You may be speaking for for most of the hunters in the state, but I doubt you're speaking for most of the state. The problem is that it's not a matter that there's a predator problem. The problem is usually has to do with the people problem, and people usually don't like predators because of irrational fears or else self-interest. They don't want to compete with them. Hunters don't want to compete with them for prey, for the species they want to kill, or ranchers don't want to protect their livestock, and so they complain about them. Or people in urban areas don't, you know, they're kind of removed from nature, don't really understand how it works, and they're not used to having them around, so they don't know how to protect their pets, things like that. But the predators themselves have very important ecological roles that they play, and our understanding of this is changing from what it used to be when the Europeans came to North America and we wiped out most of the large predators. So we've now started to understand the difference that they make and how important they are. And so slowly things are changing, although wildlife agencies are still traditionally run by hunting interests and consumptive users. So that's a problem that the majority of Americans don't hunt and they don't have a voice in these wildlife agency.
But I don't think it's just necessarily all hunters that are against coyotes. I don't know a hunter that is for a coyote, but I know a lot of homeowners, and as America, across this beautiful country of ours, as the little suburbs grow and grow and they get into the outskirts, you know, these are the people that are having problems with coyotes as well as the hunters are, you know, taking cats and dogs and you know, the coyotes are
actually
not native to Alabama.
Actually, the studies have shown that they take very few domestic pets, and there's a study in Cook County where they collared probably 500 coyotes and determined, and then thousands of scat samples, and found that domestic pets were in less than 3% of the scats, and tests around the country show that.
So, growing up in Alabama is from a, you know, I've been born and raised here my whole life, and I can remember, Rob, as a young boy, I mean, we had gray fox and red fox all over. I mean, that was our and when the coyotes were reintroduced or introduced to this area, they disappeared. They hunted them out.
Well,
and you rarely see a gray. I haven't seen a gray fox in 15 or 20 years, and I'm out in the woods a lot, you know.
The funny thing is we caused the expansion of coyotes through eliminating the gray wolves and other, you know, top predators, so which allowed the coyotes population to expand, and then we blame it on the coyotes. So we said, you know, if we would just let nature alone, it balances itself pretty nicely. But when humans start thinking we have to balance everything, we start screwing it all up. And then we blame the animals for getting screwed up.
It's
interesting.
Well, I don't think, I mean, if we've had wolves in Alabama, gosh, it was probably
we did.
1800s, you know, when we had them.
Right, and we wiped them out. Now, wolves are great predators of coyotes. In fact, when they reintroduced them into Yellowstone in the mid-1990s, it cut the coyote population in half immediately. So,
wish we had red wolves.
Yeah.
Kind of.
What's that?
Well, I just know that, not to cut you off, but, you know, here in the South, rabbits, they flourish. They always have. And now that we've got such a substantial coyote population, and these coyotes were brought here, you know, by people to hunt, to run dogs and to hunt like people like to fox hunt. But it's had but our rabbit population is gone down. And I much would rather feel sorry and want to protect a little cottontail rabbit than I would a coyote. But that's why we don't have the rabbits like we used to have, is because of the coyotes.
Well, it's not a matter of feeling sorry for an animal. It's a matter of wanting to get the proper ecological balance. So, you know, I don't feel any more sorry for the coyote versus the rabbit or vice versa. It's a matter of that you need the biodiversity on the planet. And in order to have that, you have to have a healthy predator-prey population. And in order to do that, we have to stop killing the predators. And in most states, you can hunt almost all predators with no bag limits and no seasons for many of the predators.
That's correct.
And that's not ecologically sound when you consider the way that the species that hunters like to kill are managed. So you can see where the problem arises. And there's these old biases against predators that really don't stand up to science or what our current understanding of wildlife biology is.
Yes, ma'am.
Where you need every cog in the wheel for everything to run the way it should, not just the ones that people want to kill.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Henderson, we do have a caller that would like to. Can I conference call
Uh-oh.
You with somebody? He's very nice, very, very. He's a true gentleman. I can assure you.
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Hello, John. Are you on the line with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Good. You have Miss Kelly.
Hi,
on.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Are you going to yell at me, John?
No, I don't yell at anyone. Hey, I was a teacher for a long time, so I'm accustomed to varying views.
You're what?
I said I was a teacher for a very long time, so I'm accustomed to those that have different views from my own.
Okay.
I assure you.
Right.
Yeah. Do you see hunters as a... like a natural predator that has the right to take game? I mean, do you see it that way?
Well, whether people have a right to kill animals is up for debate. I mean, to me, I come from a family that hunts. I'm my husband and I are cattle ranchers. So I'm not making a moral judgment on that. I mean, what I make a moral judgment on is how it's done. If someone's going out there once a year and killing a deer and putting his meat in the freezer to feed his family or whatever, to me personally, I don't have a problem with that. Where I have a problem is when they want to go artificially inflate prey populations of the animals they like to kill and enact predator control to kill the animals that they have to compete with. Instead, you know, there's supposed to be some ethics involved in hunting, which means there should be some amount of you shouldn't just be able to go out there. Hunters have plenty of advantages as it is, human hunters do, without having to stack the deck more
than
their favorite.
Not as bad a shot as I am, they're not.
Well, listen, as a rancher, if a coyote is attacking one of your calves, are you going to protect your livestock and shoot that coyote?
Or are you going to just sit back and watch it?
No, I'll tell you what we do, though, and there's a reason for this. And, by the way, that's hardly ever happens. If people were only killing animals while they were, you know, attacking their livestock, nobody would have a problem with it. The problem is when you just indiscriminately go out and mow the lawn, as they say, and kill a bunch of them, just so it's like putting a jewelry store in the middle of a city and not putting locks on the door and then just shooting everybody as they walk by so they don't, you know, rob you. It makes as much sense as that. So, but if we do, we have, one time, I think, and we see tons of coyotes out here, by the way, And we calved out thousands and thousands of calves out here. I think one time we saw one actually out there on a calf. And we do just shoot over their heads. If you can train your stable coyote packs that you have on your property, rather than blasting them and indiscriminately killing them, which allows transients to come in, which are usually the ones involved in more conflict, it's better for your ranch, it's better for the livestock, and it's better for wildlife. So what we try to do is sort of haze them or let them know that there's easier choices out there to make than our livestock.